K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Once again, another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Woo! Eddie Greer coming to you on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. I was going to say Windy Wednesday. And it's boy, that wind is picking up in the KC metro area. This is the first time listening to this Kansas State podcast. All things K-State sports, from football all the way to women's tennis. Thank you so much for taking time out of your... I'm recording this on Wednesday evening. This will come out first thing tomorrow because everybody's got it. Gotta have it now, right? Right? But anyways, thank you so much for tuning into this particular podcast, where we try to cover all things K-State sports. If you are new, go ahead, hit that like, subscribe button, and go ahead and hit that alarm bell. Every time we post content daily, not just once a week, not just twice, every day. We even posted an episode on Thanksgiving. Yeah, so every day of the week, including the weekends, folks, all things K-State sports, Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. And today, while everybody, I'm seeing all the other Kansas State podcast, family and podcast posts their signing day episodes. And we will do that tomorrow. We will do ours tomorrow. But fresh off the press, yes, I'm recording here before me and Alex talk on the Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R number 3-E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3-E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. Myself and Alex are going to record not just one, but two episodes fresh this week. So starting tonight, and then I'll be back on there with him tomorrow night, barring on anything else happening. I mean, as well. So I'm recording this right before me and Alex recap K-State football and talk men's basketball. But yes, the signing day going on across the nation for Kansas State football, for the football team. Chris Klieman did announce earlier today 26 prospects signed today for the early 2025 campaign. And that included, obviously, the bigger news out of the day, Lincoln Kerr. Yes, you guys should have heard his name before on this podcast. I haven't really talked about it much because I wanted to see what's going to happen with him, because it's been a seesaw with him, between him, between K-State and Oregon. Of course, Oregon trying to get, or really trying to solidify themselves into the college football playoff this year. There's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of indecisive. And, yeah, you're going to get that with a young kid, right? You know, especially Western Kansas, right? So, understandably so, you're going to get second guesses, right? But it was the first thing that popped up on Instagram. Lincoln Kerr, signed to K-State. So, huge. So, of course, last year you get Avery Johnson to sign. And number one prospect in the state of Kansas, Avery Johnson, last year. Or year prior, whatever. But this year, you keep Lincoln Kerr. Huge. And, of course, we talked about the tight ends all year long, particularly on this football team. Over 12 touchdowns between four tight ends this year. Yeah, you're going to get that rocked, baby. So Lincoln Kerr, huge. That's huge. Despite Kansas State going 1-4 in the month of November, and you're in prime position, right? Yeah, if you hear that, hear that way going on outside the recording studio, I can't do anything about that, brother. I can't do anything about that, y'all. So you guys going to have to figure that one out. But like I said, it's windy here, and huge win for Kansas State, keeping Lincoln Kerr in the class of 2025. Huge, folks. So that's big. That's big time right there. And nowadays, with this new age of the NIL, transfer portal, you want to try to keep your guys, your own guys. But not only that, but you're going to lose some guys, but more, you want to at least keep most of your players on there, including your recruiting class, because we're seeing all kinds of flips across the nation and whatnot. And the big talk in Manhattan lately, anyways, is Lincoln Kerr. He's going to go to Oregon and whatnot. He's going to change his mind. He's going to do it. He's going to do it, folks. Oh shit. You know what I mean? But he's staying right put with the 2025 class at Kansas State. I am getting this. Let's see here. So I have the earlier report, so I'm going to wait. Well, we're obviously going to do another episode on this, but for now, looks like there's 15 players in part of this class that are on the defensive side of the ball, 10 on the offensive side of the ball, 5 linebackers, 4 safeties, four wide receivers, three offensive linemen, two corners, and defensive ends, a defensive back, and a defensive tackle, a punter slash kicker, a QB, a running back, and of course, that tight end, Lincoln Kerr, as well here. K-State, yeah, this is, reading down here for a second. Okay, so I'll just get straight on into you. Obviously, you got Lincoln Kerr signing today. Huge. Highlight in this class, early signing period. Logan Bartley. Woo, we're going to get a hard one right off the bat. Nunu Concepcion, Jeremy Davis, Dylan Duff, Martario Ellison Jr., Noah King, Adonis Mosey, Cub Patton, Weston Polk, Larry Porter, the fourth, Sawyer She-like. We're all with that. And, okay, Bradley Stanier, Patrick Tacky, and Dylan Vernuel. All of them highlighted in here. All of them signed earlier today, or at some point today, during signing period across the nation, including your K-State Wildcats, with the highlight of Lincoln Kerr staying put in Manhattan, Kansas. And right now, I pulled up on three right before this record, hopping on our recording. Man, woo! I tell you that win, man. Right now, nationally ranked 42nd, and it was previously, I think they were ranked 37th coming in here. Dropped a few spots, but still, you're still in the top 50 there. So, good. It's good work by this recruiting, by course. I can't think of his name. Damn it. I cannot think of his name. Obviously, longtime recruiter at K-State. That sucks. I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, it'll probably come to me right after this recording. But yeah, recruiting staff, everybody at recruiting staff gets a praise for that. In the Big 12 concern, they're in the top five in the conference out of these 16 teams right now. So top five recruiting class, conference-wise anyways, huge right there. This is coming on three. I'm getting this off of On Three. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Recapping day one of signing day, K-State getting 26 prospects assigned to the K-State football team. Early day, per Chris Kleiman saying that earlier today. Taylor Bratt, there we go. Taylor Bratt, how can I not forget Taylor Bratt and his recruiting staff? Shout out Taylor Bratt and recruiting once again, getting things done over there. And it looks like the class right now, looks like 87.2 the score. They moved up in the score, 86.7, almost a full point there as well. So, yeah, so big save right there by K-State, keeping one of the top three athletes in the state of Kansas. And we have talked about it at length on this podcast. Between myself and Alex A, when it comes to recruiting, we talked about this in the past there with Alex about keeping your athletes in-house, not letting them get away, right? So, I mean, Avery, a big piece of that already. And now, you get a year later, you just keep Lincoln Kerr somehow away from the Oregon Ducks, obviously. So, we know how talented they are, obviously, because they're going to be, from what I've been hearing anyways, with the college football playoff, and that's a whole other discussion on that. they're gonna be locked in regardless of what happens of the result on championship weekend. But yeah, that's huge. You want to keep your own state, your own athletes, your top athletes in the state of Kansas. We've known in the past that a couple got away to other states, aka Iowa State. you know what I'm saying? So huge. It's been going around across the family podcast networks when it comes to K-State podcasts anyways. Other podcasts have been talking about it and how big it is. So definitely Lincoln Kerr, huge, on top of the heap, part of this 2025 class, early signing period on signing day across the nation. K-State is 42nd in the nation. More importantly, though, top five right now, currently in this 16-team conference right now. So Pretty damn impressive. That's kind of the update right now as I'm recording this on this Wednesday evening, the 4th of December. This will come out first thing tomorrow. It would be the first thing tonight, but we had a Yayoki Lee episode pop up. Once again, congratulations to Yayoki getting the all-time scoring record last night. So that had to go up first. And then this will come out first thing tomorrow. And then we will follow suit with anything else that pops up important. And then, of course, we had some volleyball, women's volleyball news on the conference front as well. So we'll get in touch tonight on it, on that, as well as we move along during the rest of this week. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. Or never had a chance to record Kansas State content again. If you don't have the Podbean app, why don't you go ahead and download that right now? Because me and Alex Hayden here in another hour, we're going to talk what happened with this continue to talk what happened with this K-State football team and what's next for this football team. We still got the bowl game, but what's next for this football team after a disappointing 8-4 season? to put it lightly, there you go as well. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Greer, the number 3 Eddie apostrophe S podcast. You can get more bonus coverage. Fresh. You're going to get 2 fresh episodes over there. So you want more bonus coverage of your Wildcats? That's the way to do it. Go download that Podbean app right now and subscribe to my channel. That's going to wrap things up on this football edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. We'll be talking to him here pretty shortly over on the Podbean app. Eddie Greer coming to you from a super windy evening in Kansas City, Missouri. Another episode in the books of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.